Okay, so this is Avishai Tokayer here speaking. We're going to learn today from the Sefer Likutei Halachot from Rabbi Natan of Breslev. The second volume, Or HaChaim. Or HaChaim, second volume. On page 336. A little bit later. Okay. Page 346, I'm sorry, So Rabbi Natan teaches us here that yesterday we saw that now that we don't have the tzaddik with us, Rabbeinu is nifter already for 200, almost 3 years. This year will be on Sukkot. So how could someone in the tzaddikim, we learned yesterday that they remind us all the time, how could this Boker is always in our lives. Now we have to remember that the next world and everything that happens to us, because this Boker is teaching us some things, how to get close to Hashem with everything that's happening to us. Every day there's thoughts that are around us, there's speech around us, there's actions that we do and people do around us, which they all come to teach us how to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Into the smallest details, the higher a person gets in his level, you can find it in the smallest details. For example, today we're learning in this room, not downstairs. So if someone, not in my level, but someone in, I guess in a higher level, would think, why today HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to learn in this room and not in that room? Well, what's when it's for sure there's something in here, teach us how to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything. Why am I today recorded? Mm-hmm. What does Hashem want? So after the tzaddik is niftar, he's not with us anymore. So we, Rabbi Natan writes that the main way to remind us all the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us is to speak to ourselves and speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about who we are and what are we going through in our life. Look who I am, Hashem. I'm a nobody. I didn't even start. I'm davening for 20 years. I didn't even start moving. What's going to be? Look where I'm, which chayvas I'm in. But Rabbi Natan writes, of course, a person should not destroy himself completely. Should not fall into sadness. So Rabbi Natan writes over here, today we're going to learn this. אבל אף על פי כן, זכור תזכור, זאת אשיב אל ליבי על כן אוכיל. היינו כנ"ל שעל ידי הקינות והבחיות על גודל חורבנו, על ידי זה השם יתברך מרחם עליו ומכניע הרע עין. So through this crying and the, what do you call it, the קינות, the mourning?
Mourning,
lamentations. Right, that person, about himself, it's all about ourselves, where we are. Through this, that person, he even gets to cry about this, Hashem takes away the bad eye from him. Takes away the ra ayin from him. עד שנמשך עליו זיכרון, until remembrance is drawn down to him. מבחינת זכור תזכור, תזכור ותשוח עלי נפשי. כמו שפירש רש"י שם, ידעתי כי יש לך לזכור, אבל תשוח עלי נפשי עד שתזכור. Through this, a person learned to remember all the time is Hashem. The person reminds himself, oh, it doesn't have to happen on Tisha B'Av. Every day, a person reminds himself that there's a world to come, what's going to be with me, no? No, another day passed in my life. Of course, I thank Hashem for everything He gave us, but a person should work. And so Rav Arush, you know, the most, he mainly doesn't talk chizuk. He mainly, even though Rabbi Natan wrote, he does write, that for every spoon of chizuk, of itorerut, which is din, hard, harsh, that a person takes, he needs a whole bowl of chizuk. Because it's hard for us. We're in a very weak generation. We're very weak. It's hard for us. But still, a person should know, from chizuk, he's not going to build himself. From chizuk alone, he's not going to build himself. He's not going to work on anything. You need chizuk in order to start building. But only from itorerut, to see where are you, know what's going to be. Then that's when the person starts building. But not from a sadness point of view. Not from a sadness point of mind. From one to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only from that point we come. וכמו כן הוא אצל האדם בעצמו, right, by a man himself, שצריכים להסתכל על הזיכרון הזה בכל יום. רבי נתן writes what I said. The person has to look at this remembrance every day. כי סוף כל סוף, ועדיין נזכה לזיכרון הזה בחסדיו המרובים. At the end of everything, for sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for sure, is going to give us his kindness and his mercy, this remembrance in our head, all the time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Yirat Shamayim. Rav Aru said someone does an hour, he bothered it every day. He's considered that he has Yirat Shamayim.
He did not.
He's considered that he has Yirat Shamayim.
If he does it every day.
He does it every day. Someone does an hour, he bothered it every day, he's considered that he has Yirat Shamayim. You can write on him on the papers, he has Yirat Shamayim, okay? Even if it's not the best hour you will do it, and it's not an hour you will do it. But someone doesn't do an hour you will do it, what is it true? He doesn't care. He does this and he does whatever he wants, he doesn't care. He doesn't have fear from Shammai. No Yirat Shammai. Someone does it, what they do, he has fear from Hashem. Ooh, I have fear. Even if it's fear from punishment, it doesn't make a difference. There is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he is going to take care of me. And he is going to judge me for every thought, speech, and action that I've done that day. Yeah, but we have to remember that Hashem's kindness is Rabbi Nathan writes here. Einam tamim ve'einam kalim le'olam. They never end. Kadosh Baruch Hu's goodness is endless. Kadosh Baruch Hu's good is endless. ועל ידי זה, חדשים לבקרים רבה אמונתך. שוב, בחינת מה שהשם יתברך מחדש בטובו בכל יום תמיד מעשה בראשית. Right? הקדוש ברוך הוא, every day he renews everything. He renews everything every day. הקדוש ברוך הוא renews everything every day. What happened yesterday doesn't mean it's not what happens today. What happened in the morning is not what happened in the afternoon. And what happened an hour ago is not now. It starts new all the time. Kadosh Baruch Hu has good plans for us to continue on. Right? ומצמצם את עצמו בכל יום. Every day Kadosh Baruch Hu constricts himself. From Ein Sof, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, endless. We don't even understand what that is. Maybe if you look into space, then we can understand it, what's endless. It's just endless. Right? Until this place in the world, each one, לרמז רמזים לכל אחד, to hint each and every one. שיזכיר את עצמו בתכלית הנצחית, I remind himself in the eternal purpose why he came to this planet, לשוב אליו, to return to him. שזהו עיקר בחינת חדשים הבקרים, שנאמר, right, every morning is new. What is it talking about? What, the sun is rising? What is it talking about new every day? אבינת הצז שנאמר על התחדשות המוחים בכל יום אצל כל אחד מישראל כידוע בכתבים brings out from the Ari HaKadosh that every day the renewal is not the renewal that the sun is shining and then goes the other side. It's not the renewal. The renewal of our mind, of our das. That's the renewal. התחדשות המוחים. Renew this das, to renew our das. That's what renewal is.
We renew every day?
Huh? Yeah, our da'at is new.
A new perception every day?
Can. What's considered that a person has knowledge? What's da'at? What's the moach? So Rabbi Nathan says here, to remember that there's a world to come and to do tshuva. That's a person has da'at. He's living with consciousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time in his head. I was thinking about it but Shmirat HaEinayim, I think Shmirat HaEinayim is the highest dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when you walk in the street you're not going to guard your eyes if you don't have consciousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. If you start thinking about all kinds of things, your eyes can go all over the place. But if you have all the time dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why when someone's davening for Shmirat HaEinayim, one of the things davening, Hashem, I want dveikus in you. I want to wear tefillin. You know, tefillin is also dveikus. When you wear tefillin on you, you have to have only clean thoughts, and you always have them in mind. It's dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some people till today, they wear tefillin every day. The halacha is you have to wear tefillin every day, just because our mind is a bit cockeyed that we don't wear tefillin every day. because we see whatever we want and we think not good things. But someone is sitting and learning, only learning, he could be tefillin all day. You are Rabbeinu Tam all day. Yeah, as long as he doesn't talk shtuyot. Yeah, you can't have a meal with your tefillin on. Only a snack. Ki ze ikar da'at. This is what da'at is. Kmo shemevu'ar. Muvah v'dvarenu kam paim. Like it's brought down a few times. Rabbi Nathan writes this a few times. וכמו שמסיימים בהפטרת תשעה באב, and בהפטרה בתשעה באב we end with the פסוק, על התהלל חכם וחוכמתו. A smart man should not be so happy with his smartness. Right? Not the strong one with his strength. It says in the פסוק there. כי אם בזאת התהלל המתהלל. With this, the one who's praising is happy. With this he should be happy with. With what? השכל וידוע אותי. כנוע הקדוש ברוך. That da'at, Rav Ha'u says many, many times. Da'as is knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's da'as. Knowing there's a world to come, knowing there's judgment to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us on everything. Knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us. Knowing Hashem. That's da'as of a man. It could be Einstein. If he doesn't have da'as, it's a klum. 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 The main thing is da'as. Nimtza. שעיקר נחמתו, what's the person's נחמה? איך אומרים נחמה? קונסול, קונסוליישן? נחמה. קונסול סמון, קונסול סמון? נחמה, נחמה.
Vengeance?
לא נקמה, נחמה. קונסול, קונסול סמון.
קונסול?
Yeah, someone is sitting שבע, you come to be מנת.
קונסול, קונסוליישן.
I said, קונסוליישן.
Yeah, yeah.
שעיקר נחמתו, the main consolation is what he's still waiting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. And when someone is still waiting, we're still waiting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not leaving us. מצפה עדיין תחסדי השם, which they never finish. And they renew themselves all the time. שעל ידי זה, עדיין נזכה שיגיע אליו דעת אמיתי, עד שיזכיר את עצמו היטב בעולם הבא וישוב אליו, כי זה עיקר תקוותנו ונחמתנו. Through this, person will merit, right? When someone, through Hashem's mercy, a person will merit to always have this remembrance in his head that there's a world to come. And where everything, there's two things we said. There's in general and in private. In general, we said is there is a world to come, and we're all going there. And the second thing is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is showing us how to get close to him through everything that's happening in our lives. Every single thing. So the higher you go in your levels, the more detailed down you go to all the hints that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. For example, right? Where do we use this remembrance that there's a world to come? When one gets up in the morning. So it's hard for someone to get up in the morning. There's a world to come. I came here for a purpose. Boom. Jump out of bed. What are you going to do out of bed? I don't know. In bed is definitely not the place to be right now. Get up. You know that I think from Rabbeinu, it's brought down that Rabbeinu writes, I think Rabbeinu says it, or I heard it in the name of Rabbeinu, I'm not sure where I got it from, but it's from Rabbeinu or something. That if someone gets up in the night, for whatever reason it is, a snake bit him, I don't know what, the baby starts screaming, Stami got up. So he shouldn't just go to sleep. The purpose why he got up, he should do, say, wash his hands, say, say pick a capital to hill and do something of Dusha. Not just to go straight to sleep. That's the name of Rabbeinu, I read this. So that's in general to remember there's a world to come. And we said that in private, each one in detail, in every single thing that's happened to us, people I meet, and it goes even to small and small details, thoughts, even the thoughts. It's tzaddikim, they even have. They do tshuva on their thoughts. On their thoughts. Mm-hmm. I thought that. One second, I thought that. I read the story. It's written in Shara B'Todah. We read that this guy, Rav Arush, says that it's to the work of thank you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is all the time. Person should, it's a work. It's hard work. Thank you, Hashem, for the cup of whatever. What was it? carrot juice, and thank you for the water, and thank you for the svarim, for the table, and for the recording device, and for the telephone. I call, I have to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he brings down a story of this guy. He was working on this, the work of thank you, this, right? Serving Hashem with this thank you. And then he went into the parking lot, and the guy, the shomer, the guard of the parking lot, he was smiling to the guy, oh, shalom here, you can park over there, whatever, acting very nice to him. So he said, oh, thank you, Hashem. That's exactly nice. And then a thought crossed his mind, maybe I'm exaggerating, saying thank you to such a thing, maybe that's normal. The guy, you know, he went to a course, he said, a guarding course, a parking lot guard course, and they told him, listen, you have to smile to the people, our customers who come here, they pay nicely, they have to smile to them. That's what he thought, it crossed his mind. And they forgot about it. The next day he came to the parking lot, and the guy started screaming at him, how are you parking? You don't know how to park, where are you going? Da-da-da-da. So then he understood that it's not, you can also say thank you for someone's smile, because it's not, you don't take it for granted.
Let's speak of this situation, a new computer, other computer, and 2 days later was a problem. Go fix it. 1 day later, again a problem. 4 times I have to come. Then I ask Hashem, Hashem is it's not a new computer, and 4 times problem. There's something, Hashem. There's a message.
They say thank you.
Book, so the lady. So I talked to him and said, I don't know why Hashem put me now 4 times here, but there's a reason. Then we start to talk. So then we talk about the because of the so after this, I have to
that was a tickle.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. A person always has to realize. So we're a little bit blocked in our mind. Yeah. So his Baruch Hu has to make us realize more. Right? So we get whacked a bit here, a bit there. Rabbeinu writes this in the Kutei Maran. That sometimes a person gets, Kadosh Baruch Hu calls him. Some person you call him like this, come. Some person, come! Some person you have to slap him until he wakes up and to kick him. Rabbeinu writes this. It takes time sometimes for us to wake up, but if someone doesn't bother to do it and he's looking for these hints, he'll see them. He'll see the messages.
Oh, messages coming from Hashem.
Yeah. Hints and messages are coming from Hashem.
Could be that his body do it, open this up so we can feel and hear the messages.
Definitely, 100%. So, this is my teaching for today. Yes, Hashem.